England vs West Indies, Jacob Bethel's star turn in first ODI shows his bright future, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-05-29T2032:52.590Z, description colon Jacob Bethel's sparkling 82 in victory over West Indies in the first one-day international shows he will not be England's coming man much longer, writes Stefan Chamilt. Not the coming man much longer. Bethel's arrival is due. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. This video cannot be played. Media caption, explosive Bethel batting display steals the show for England, Stefan Chamilt, chief cricket reporter at Edgbaston, published, May 29, 2025, 270 comments, there are a few reasons why Jacob Bethel might not have been playing for England in the first one-day international against West Indies at Edgbaston. First, and most obviously, the boy born in Barbados could have quite easily been in maroon instead of royal blue, in the away dressing room rather than on his home ground for Warwickshire. He might have remained at the rescheduled Indian Premier League, IPL, his Royal Challengers Bengaluru side marching to the final some 4,000 miles away in Chandigarh. Virat Kohli and all that. In a short international career, the 21-year-old has regularly made waves. Once again he showed why he is a cause of so much hype. Bethel's 82 from 53 balls does nothing to quieten the debate around his inclusion in the Test team. This was the left-hander's England comeback, a first home appearance since impressing in his debut Test series in New Zealand, a first international since a hamstring injury ruled him out of the Champions Trophy. It says much about Bethel's growing stature that he was so badly missed in such an awful campaign. England begin Brook era by hammering West Indies, published 15 hours ago, TMS podcast, Brook begins white ball captaincy with emphatic win, RCB beat Kings to reach first IPL final since 2016, published 17 hours ago, there was the kerfuffle over his non-availability for the Zimbabwe test. Bethel was the only current member of the test squad to play in the IPL, rather than turn up at Trent Bridge. There are some who argued he made the wrong choice, especially after new white ball captain Harry Brook pulled out of his deal with Delhi Capitals. In Bethel's defence, he was picked up by Bengaluru before his test debut and would surely have taken advice from England coach Brendan McCullum and test skipper Ben Stokes, two men well versed in the IPL. More broadly, there are howls of derision when England get thumped in a limited overs tournament, or are clueless when it comes to batting against and bowling spin. There is a T20 World Cup in India and Sri Lanka early next year. Bethel will have learned an immeasurable amount from sharing a dressing room with an all-time great like Kohli, playing under a coach like Andy Flower and opening the batting against Mitchell Stark, who called him an absolute gun. Speaking to BBC Test Match Special, Bethel said, "I was always going to be in the IPL after I signed that contract. I watched the boys do well from afar and really enjoyed it. Virat was great. He was happy to share lots of advice with me and Andy Flower was a great coach, too. I felt the energy when I went out to bat with Virat and that is something I will take into my game, that intensity." To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. This video cannot be played. Media caption, Brook era begins with dominant win over West Indies, in Nottingham, Bethel was the story without being there. However Stokes chose to spin it, his put two and two together comments were ambiguous at best and clumsy at worst. The captain's bite back at the media probably confirmed that Bethel will be in the squad for the first test against India, but not the 11. At Edgbaston, Bethel was the headline act. The day could have been about new captain Brook or former skipper Joss Butler. Bethel showed he is England's superstar in waiting. His innings was one of patience, poise, and pizzazz. He might have been unsettled by a relatively slow start of 11 from 19 deliveries, or rattled by a clonk on the head from Altair Joseph. Instead he eased through the gears and looked nailed on for a first 100 in senior professional cricket before losing the strike towards the end of the England innings. When West Indies dropped short, Bethel snapped into swivel pulls, the ball disappearing into the stands. When the tourists then tried to hide the ball outside off stump, he surgically dissected the field with off drives. There was the brutality of slaps down the ground and cheek of reverse scoops. England have talked up Bethell's potential as a left-arm spinner, and when Jamie Overton needed treatment on a finger injury, Bethell was called upon in the power play. He snared fellow Prota copyright GA copyright Jewel Andrew, thanks to Brooks flying catch. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. This video cannot be played. Media caption: Brook makes diving catch at extra cover to dismiss Andrew for 8. Whatever Stokes said or meant to say at Trent Bridge, he ultimately confirmed the battle for a place in the test side is between Bethell and Ollie Pope. England have plenty of justification for sticking with Pope. He has just made a century, is Stokes' vice-captain, has a good record at number 3 and has been willing to be versatile over the past 12 months. Bethell is a strong option to hold in reserve in case Pope or Zach Crawley struggle. England feel they don't need Shoaib Bashir as a front-line spinner or another injury hits Stokes. On the other hand, England under Stokes and McCullum have not shirked big selection decisions. Alex Lees, Jack Leach, James Anderson, Johnny Bairstow, and Ben Foulkes were all moved on when they might have had reason to think they had not done a great deal wrong. Further back, in the build-up the 2005 Ashes, perhaps the last time when a period of Test cricket felt so defining for an England team, they were faced with a decision between the late Graham Thorpe and Kevin Pieterson. Thorpe had just reached 100 Test caps and his form was solid. Captain Michael Vaughan went for the flair of the uncapped Pieterson. The rest is history. Perhaps it does not matter when England decide to pull the trigger on Bethell's Test inclusion. It will come sooner or later. He's a confident lad, said Brook. He knows he's a good player and we all know he's an exceptional player. He's going to have a very long England career if he keeps on batting the way he does. He brings so much to a side. He can bowl and field as well. To have a player like him in our side, for him to only be 21 and play the way he is, he's only going to go upwards if he keeps working hard on his game. Bethell will not be England's coming man for long. An arrival is due. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. This video cannot be played. Media caption: Bethell hits 6 to take England to 300. Related topics: England men's cricket team cricket. Comments cannot be loaded. To load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. View comments 270. Top stories: Real Madrid agree deal to sign Alexander Arnold, published 56 minutes ago. Fernandez considering quitting Man Utd for Al Hilal, published 2 hours ago. Live. French Open: Sabalenka breezes through first set against Dani Lovic. 1,310 viewing, 1.3k viewing. Elsewhere on the BBC, Alison spends a revealing weekend with Jimmy Carr, Victoria Corin Mitchell takes the host's seat, Jeremy, Richard, and James embark on a classic Top Gear road trip, flock to watch Sean's new shenanigans. Elsewhere in sport, Champions League winners? Best moment? Star player? Pundits picks: How Earps went from £25 a game to Mary, Queen of Stops. Brook era begins with dominant win over West Indies. Video: Brook era begins with dominant win over West Indies, overcoming struggles and Taylor's advice. Humphreys seals Triple Crown, Spanish Grand Prix, 5 things to know before race weekend. Video: Spanish Grand Prix, 5 things to know before race weekend, Football Daily. Audio: Football Daily, widely mocked, wildly celebrated, how Chelsea won the Conference League, retirement is terrifying, but fury's not done, why US Open comes at crucial moment for women's golf, how Antony became a hero in Betis after Man Utd sadness, why does Kuna want Man Utd move and where does he fit, in pictures, sporting photos of the week, why support a team that loses, how fans in Asia moved on from Man Utd, how Schmidt screen grab reignited putter debate, who made Opta's team of the season, F1 Q&A, would Monaco have been better without two-stop rule, who were superb, who were an utter shambles. McNulty's season review, how McTominay became a Napoli icon after Man Utd exit, from winning iPods to Grand Slams, Djokovic's 100 titles, 75 years of F1 in pictures, home news sport business innovation culture travel earth audio video live, Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy cookies accessibility help parental guidance contact the BBC BBC emails for you advertise with us, copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config____= window __initial_data_data __:\global_navigation, country︲\end_language='engb && service://commercial/name/global_navigation/comma/props/country/colon/it/comma/language/colon/engb/comma/service/colon/commercia